We continue with our discussion about voting the Bible, which we started last week, by looking at what a Bible-based government needs to be. And these truths from God's Word apply to all levels of government, from national all the way through to local. For government to succeed in its responsibility, wisdom is a vital element. The 8th chapter of Proverbs has wisdom presenting herself. Yes, wisdom in the Bible is referred to as she, with all that she offers and expects. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 14 through 16 reveals the foundation of wisdom a Bible-based government requires and what it results in. Reading here, counsel is mind and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. In 1 Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul gives explicit instructions to those who have a place of control and decision, reminding them who they serve in the world and in heaven. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Someone who serves in government does so with a higher standard demanded of them. Government in its entirety is subjected to that same standard. Words and actions matter. As Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Additionally, James in James chapter 1, verse 25, establishes this truth, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." Let's stay in James, because we're taught about how and why government must exist in truth and modesty. Let's go to James chapter 3, verse 16. "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." This is why good government can never come about if it's invested with self-serving, dishonest people who lie about things like their resume, their heritage, military service, falsely believing that they won't get caught. Bible-based government does not spread the darkness. It brings about the light so that good and righteous things can be seen and done. This is what Jesus teaches in John chapter 3, verse 21. "But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, and they have been done in God." A Bible-based government will also cleanse itself when it's infiltrated by an agent of Satan. Here's how Jesus explains this in Luke chapter 12, verse 3. "Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops." Being in elected office is called, service. For that service to result in a Bible-based government, good works need to be a mandate, a requirement, not just an expectation. Let's go to Titus chapter 3, verse 14. "And let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful." Now, I know to many of us this all seems obvious, crystal clear, yet a reminder is always important. Because as we've seen, not all government reflects God's word. Satan always seems to ram a few in there, bringing his lies and deceit with them. And there are two reasons why this happens. The first comes from 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one," meaning Satan. This is why so many fall prey to the lies and deception of so many of the elected. That reality leads us to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 14. "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." So what's the best way to block these agents of Satan and bring about a strong government of service and honesty? Be led by God's word and compare that to campaign speeches and promises.